following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. 2.5 years ago, I started doing P90X. And, you know, when you invest 90 days of your life to see a complete body transformation, you want to see it change. And you want others to notice. Well, when you pop up on TV and people are saying, my man, you need to get your suits tightened. You need to change shirt sizes. That's all the validation you need. I lost 13 pounds. I dropped 2 waist sizes. I had to have all my jackets and suits taken in, all because I invested 90 days, which changed my body and changed my life. And check out this brand new limited time offer. For only $14.95, you can try P90X for a full 30 days risk-free, and they're even going to pay for shipping. Free shipping and a 30-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll give you your money back. It's only for a limited time, so jump on this before it's gone. Get all the details by calling or going online to 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575. Or visit ESPNradio.com/Doug now. Again, 800-832-7575 or ESPNradio.com/Doug.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top 5 in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition, Ash Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're just a couple of minutes away from talking with Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad as they get ready to head to Texas for the second weekend of the season. UNK track coach Brady Bonzel on our Looper Link later on in the program as they head to the RMAC Championships in beautiful Shadron, Nebraska. And Accenture Match Play is underway. Who'd you pick?
I haven't picked at all like you have yet. I'm fine.
Are you going to wait till tomorrow? Or?
No, but it just got underway. I'm still got time to catch up with you. I will announce. I picked a winner this one time, if you will recall.
No.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes, I do. You do remember that.
I don't remember at all. Who was it? See, then I don't know.
2 years ago, I picked the winner this
time. No, you didn't.
Hey, you know,
Tiger?
Tiger's the 5 seed. Okay, that which is fine. But none of the top 3 seeds in the bracket have ever advanced past Friday. I like that seeding by our committee of people that get together and say, okay, let's make him a 5 seed, but put him in there. They obviously want Tiger to advance. That's a draw. It's pretty plain and simple how much money he's made for the rest of these guys on tour. But I find it interesting that no one has advanced past Friday the top 3 seeds in Tiger's bracket. That's interesting to me. Dug a lot of sub-district basketball, district girls basketball last night. Minden takes care of Central St. Cecilia in a pretty good ball game. Ravenna, though, the score of the night, putting up 106. And I know Wood River, say what you want, not all that competitive. And then I think Minden or Ravenna thought they were going to win that game last night. But that was an impressive score when it came across 106-43. Everyone in the state took notice of that. I think that was pretty cool.
Well, Sutton won 81-15. There were a couple of upsets last night that may keep Sutton out of the state tournament because Ravenna's number one and Sutton's in their district, and they're number two in the rankings, but they're not in the points. And the number 4 and 6 team in the state got upset last night in C2. Milford went down in C1. There were some upsets last night in sub-district basketball. The finals are set for tomorrow.
Sutton scores 81 points. I bet you could add up 3 of their scores this year and wouldn't get to 81.
81-15.
Good defensive effort, too.
Well, yeah, you got to play defense. There's no doubt about it. But I'm looking forward. Now, I filled out my – it's always fun to fill out brackets, and it's a good thing that the Accenture Match Play, it's a month before the NCAA tournament, so you can practice. filling out your brackets. And when I told one of our local golf pros that I took Rory McIlroy to win it all, he says, that's like taking Kentucky. Well, you fill out your bracket, that's what you get. I have no one even close to McIlroy in my Final Four. I've got an 11 seed. I have got a 10 seed. Or no, that's a 7 seed. And I got a 4 seed. Everybody thinks that Jonathan Bird's going to make a run, and he plays Matt Kuchar in the first round. So I took Kuchar all the way to the Final Four just to make those people happy. Kuchar against Molinari on one side. McIlroy against my dark horse, Kyrgios, on the other side. Bombers, I mean, when it doesn't matter what you score on a hole, I mean, it doesn't matter if you get a bogey or a quadruple bogey because you're out, you go for it. You're trying to score low. And that's what it's all about in golf. I'll bet Darren Erstad keeps a peek on what's going on at the match play. I bet
he's really concerned about it.
Being the baseball, football, hockey, and golfer that he is, and the head coach of the Nebraska baseball team, joins us on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Last time we talked to you, you had just been hired as the new head coach. I'm guessing there's probably a little dust on the golf clubs. You probably might get out and travel and play a little, are you?
That part of my game has taken a hit, but for a good cause.
I've always been interested because every time we talk to you, we do bring up our good friend Dave Gappa's name. How do baseball players, what is it about being a good athlete or a good baseball player that translates into being such a good golfer? Because it seems like most professional baseball players know how to play a little golf.
I think it's eye-hand coordination and you know, you drive yourself nuts trying to hit a ball that's moving at 90 miles an hour with a round bat. And, you know, I guess the golf is kind of the search for that unattainable and that challenge of doing the same thing. And it's probably maddening to us because it's sitting still and you think you should be able to hit it with a flat face. And we're just stubborn as baseball players and we want to keep trying.
Is that the same feeling you have in trying to find a closer? I mean, because, I mean,
what are you talking about?
It obviously you don't want to start the season with one of the same problems that that the kids had last year, and probably 2-1 and 3-0 wouldn't have been out of the question, but just couldn't close the deal. Take us through the first weekend of the season.
Well, the thing they did is they put themselves in position to win, and they played hard. They fought back. We had a ton of mistakes. But they didn't let those problems, you know, dictate the whole weekend. They continue to fight. And that's something we want them to do. And I tell them, I mean, you put yourself in that position more times than not, you're going to be successful. And, you know, we're trying different guys back there, and we'll find the right combination. So I'm going to be patient, but I really appreciate their work ethic and their approach to the game. And if they continue to do that, this game's going to reward them.
You were rewarded putting a true freshman out there from a small town in Nebraska, Waterloo, if correct me if I'm wrong, and yep. Kyle Kubat. He really came through for you. Did you know he was capable of doing that watching him in the preseason?
Well, we saw him out of high school, and his velocity hasn't been where it was out of high school, but the one thing he does is he competes. I mean, he commands all his pitches, and he works hard, he's got a great mindset, and he competes. And when you do that, the game will reward you. And he got out of a couple jams, and I actually thought he got away with a few pitches that he would even tell you that were probably up when he didn't want them up. But again, he found a way. And it's those kind of guys that want to compete or that are going to get to play for us.
Darren Erstad, head baseball coach at Nebraska, 3 games into his tenure against Gonzaga over the weekend. He's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cash Kilkowski, we had him on before the season began. He's making yet another position change. Talk about what you saw in him that made you want to put him at first base.
Well, a couple different things. We have quite a bit of depth in the outfield. And, you know, he's had all kinds of arm troubles. And I'm just trying to get him on the field and limit his arm from hurting. You know, he threw a little bit earlier in the fall and his arm started to hurt. And I was like, this is enough. We're going to protect it. Not going to deal with it. He played infield in high school, and, you know, he's a great athlete. And he was a little rough the first game, but he picked it up quick. And the second game he played out there, he was doing just fine. So, you know, he's going to be a big part of our lineup, and we're going to need him to just do his thing.
Darren, when you saw the coaches or when the preseason deal came out that had you guys fourth, were you pissed? I mean, was that just a total slap in the face when you come from the Big 12 and you're going to the Big 10?
Well, you have to remember, we haven't made a conference tournament in the last 3 years. So, I mean, I don't know how they would put us any higher. I've never really been concerned about what anybody thinks or says. I mean, everybody has their opinion. That's the way it goes. I'm focused on what's in-house here and getting us right. And where we're picked, I've never been one for bulletin board material, external motivation. I've always had trouble dealing with that because the problem is when you start doing good and those same people tell you how good you are, well, then where does your motivation come from? All of our motivation has to come from within, and that's where I've always been focused my entire life.
We're talking with Darren Erstad here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What have you learned about the Big Ten since you took over the program?
We really don't have a crystal ball. I'm not sure how it's going to play out. What we do know is, it's not as bad as everybody perceives it to be. They have some very good players. I just think the overall strength of schedule that a lot of the teams play isn't very good, and then the RPI isn't very high. But for the most part, these teams, they play the baseball the right way. They're not going to beat themselves. They're fundamentally sound. They'll have a couple good pitchers, in the front end and on the back end. And just with some of the restrictions scholarship-wise, you're going to see depth be an issue. And I think that's where we have an opportunity where we have some pretty good depth that over the long run, we find the right pieces, we should be all right.
Darren, single out a couple of the position players or hitters in your lineup that you were impressed with through three games. And I know on Sunday you got a designated hitter, goes 3-for-4. If you do that in the major leagues, you're going to make an awful lot of money.
As far as singling guys out, I'm not big on doing that. But I would say for their all-round game, Chad Christensen really did a nice job. He's done well in the past. He hit .290 last year, but really didn't hit with the power that he's capable of. And you can just see his approach coming. He did a really nice job of putting together good at-bats. And we moved him to the outfield, and, he looked just fantastic in right field. And unfortunately, we have to move him back to shortstop because our shortstop hurt his hamstring, and we're thin in the infield. So he's going to have to go back in there for a while until the young guy gets healthy. So. But I was very impressed with the way he went about his business.
Well, that throws me back to Cash. His arm's just that bad right now, Darren?
Well, it's not. It says it feels good, but I'm going to protect him. I'm not going to put him in a position where it starts to hurt again. We need his bat in the lineup, and I want to put him in a position where I know he's going to stay, arm-wise, as healthy as he can.
You're going down to Texas this weekend. You get Utah a couple of games, Corpus Christi. Talk about the competition this weekend and what you're looking for from your ball club.
Well, again, we're looking to finish. I know they're going to play hard. We've established that. These guys are hungry. It's just boiling down to making plays when there's a little bit of heat on. And we're putting them in situations in practice to deal with that. And, again, we're going against Utah, UNLV, and Corpus Christi. And those are games that if we play well and execute and approach the game right, we have an opportunity to win. So we're going to be put in position just like we were last weekend to win games, and now we just have to seal the deal.
Darren, on the back end of that rotation, when you're looking to close games, how much of it's simply confidence and going out there and thinking you can do it?
Well, that's it. I mean, those last three outs are the hardest to get. It's controlling your emotions in a pressure situation and just remembering to stick with your technique and not try and do too much. Everybody wants to be the man and they kind of get out of what they normally do. And the people that succeed in that role are the people that just continue to do what they do all the time. And it's tough to do, especially for a young kid. And we're going to keep throwing guys out there and we'll find somebody that will take the spot.
Who are the names you'll throw out there? You got three or four names that you like in the back end?
Well, we're going to switch Niederklein back to starting role. I think that's where he feels most comfortable, and we'll stretch him out as a starter. We're going to go with Brandon Pierce and Travis Huber, 1A and 1B, and whoever's hot, we're just going to roll right into them, and then we'll have the other guy warming up if they get in trouble. But we're going to basically have a two-headed monster back there, and we'll see where it goes from there. But those are the two guys that we feel like have the stuff to get us where we need to go.
1 week into the season as the head coach of the Nebraska baseball team, was there something that caught you off guard? Was there something you said, wow, I didn't really see that coming or wasn't expecting that?
No, I've never expected anything. I keep an open mind. I mean, this game, baseball is so full of variables and there's just constant adjustments being made. So if you have a preset idea of what things are going to be like, in baseball you're going to be in trouble. The only expectation I have is that they go out and play hard. And, from there, we have to adjust on the fly, and we'll do that.
Darren, hey, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We'll let you get back to your day, and best of luck down in Texas. Hopefully we can chat again soon.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Darren Erstad, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska. Obviously, they didn't want to start 0-3. Obviously, they are in a position to win at least two of those ball games. The last two, they were right there and gave up the leads in the ninth inning. Now you got to go down and you got to win games this weekend so that you don't get into that position of where you've lost some confidence already.
But Doug, you look at Soria last year. When things weren't going well, it used to be hand in the ball, 1-2-3, sit down, the game's over, we all go celebrate. Last year, you get into a funk, and I think that's the biggest thing for those kids to overcome. You do it the first time, you're thinking, now right back to the same last thing we were last year. It's just over and over in your head. Going out, 1-2-3, getting a strikeout and two ground balls on 9 pitches. Something good like that's got to happen for this team to get things rolling. It's not going out there and walking the first guy and throwing 38 pitches and then having to hand the ball off to another guy with the bases loaded to get somebody in. You've got to get 3 outs short order quickly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Nebraska baseball coming up this weekend in their 4-game series. Folks, don't forget Sean Callahan, also talking Huskers, mostly football tonight. His Tri-City Tour continues at Cunningham's, and you can get an early start of the day with a great lunch at Cunningham's. It's a good time to catch a great lunch, maybe a burger, salad, gourmet sandwiches, French dip, pizza, and, oh, don't forget, maybe a little Lenten special. They've got the shrimp, they've got the salmon on the pasta, you catch a salad, it's all there for you. And of course tonight, Sean Callahan there, free and open to the public beginning at 6:30. He is taking care of he brings in his recruiting video. He shows you all the kids that Nebraska signed, talks about the walk-ons, shows you the video. It lasts 30 to 40 minutes. Then he answers your questions. If you've been to our Husker luncheons over the fall, a little bit about what it's all about. Plus, now he'll be bringing in the recruiting film. He's already had a chance to look at some kids around the state of Nebraska for next year. We talked about that with him on the show yesterday. But it's all there for you at Cunningham's. Early happy hour specials, 3 to 6. Big Ass Beers, $2.75. All Wells, $1.50. And a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's for lunch today or an early day off of work or just to slide in for our Husker Evening with Sean Callahan, Cunningham's is the place to be. We'll take a break. Have more right after this.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top 10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. 3-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with 2 more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. Today, you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
To get a great deal, sometimes it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. And believe you me, the right time is right now, and the right place is Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You see, we're proud to be celebrating our 25th anniversary in Kearney with some very timely offers that are way too good to pass up, including over $7,500 off or 0% financing on the award-winning Chevrolet Silverado. And talk about selection. You won't have to choose between just 2 or 3 models. No, you'll have about 40 new trucks to choose from and close to 20 super popular Chevrolet Cruises. Now that's Midway selection. Save over $6,000 or choose 0% financing on your favorite Malibu. And for the full-size car fan, Impalas have never been a better buy with up to $5,000 off. Add a full year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. And, well, like I said, it's the right place and the right time to get a great deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to AlterG.com to see a video.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. I'm back here in the Tri-Cities this week to talk Husker recruiting. Tonight I'm at Cunningham's in Kearney, and tomorrow at Indian Head Golf in Grand Island. Call ahead for reservations for Thursday. We begin at 6:30 each night, sponsored by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today we'll see partly sunny skies. West winds will increase to 15 to 25 with our highs in the upper 50s. Tonight a slight chance of an isolated shower, partly to mostly cloudy with breezy northwest winds, lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're just finishing up your match play bracket.
I am as well. I am right in the middle of it. I've got about three things left to do.
And you said there were a pair of Hanson brothers in there.
Yes, Peter and Anders Umbop to that. That's what I say. I'm going to take...
That's unbelievable. Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, if you're a golfer, you enjoy this. If you're not, you don't, and that's the bottom line. And we'll get to our selections here in just a moment in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. But they have had a great year at Midway. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, offering their customers a hassle-free buying experience with bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and free car washers for life when you make the purchase. And the Midway Auto Group has been named Best New and Used Dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. Plus, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary and the fact that they're the number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska, and they are the number one volume size dealer in the Midwest for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. It's right there at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. Are you done?
I am done.
Let's start with the important stuff. How many matches do you have Tiger Woods winning?
One, two, three matches.
I have him winning two. The thing, back in the day, Woods either got beat right away or he went virtually the whole way. I have Woods losing to Lee Westwood, but there's some very, and I'm not even sure Westwood gets that far, but I did it. There are some great matches today to watch. Sergio Garcia and Miguel Angel Jimenez. A lot of people like Garcia to go all the way out of that bracket.
Both Spaniards, by the way.
Then you got Keegan Bradley.
See,
Die Hard was on the other day, and you're like the news reporter when they're talking about the Helsinki Project, and he says the wrong country, as in Switzerland. That's Finland. You're such... Then you got Keegan Bradley, who's red hot against a veteran that just does things so well in this, Jeff Ogilvy. You've got Charles Schwartzel and Gary Woodland. Bill Haas against the young Yo Ishikawa, Justin Rose, Paul Laurie, and then how about Bubba Watson and Ben Crane? They'll probably have many concerts in between holes.
Excellent, excellent. By the way, how cool is the Ricky Fowler commercial? These guys are good. I think... You don't like it? Jeff's shaking his head.
It's all right, but...
I'd like, you know, he's just showing the flair. He's the Jesper Parnevik, I mean, the colors and stuff, every week. I think the young crowd, I mean, people are gravitating towards him because I would wear those clothes.
It's like Happy Gilmore, where he's like, if I saw myself wearing those pants, I'd have to kick my own ass.
It's very true.
All right, let's go through it. Now, the number one seeds who just never make it are Luke Donald, Martin Keimer, Rory McIlroy, and Lee Westwood. Now, one of them probably will, maybe okay. Two of them.
Okay, I would like to bet you a lunch right now, and I'm going to give you the first pick of the number one seeds to go. We each get two of them. The first one bounced is who?
The first one out?
The first one out.
Well, I know who you want.
You get a pick first.
Yeah, but I know who you want, and obviously I'm not going to pick that guy. The first one out. Okay, the first one out, I'm going to say is, it's down to one of two. I'm going to take the first one out. is Martin Keimer.
Doug says Keimer.
So that leaves you with Donald, McElroy, and Westwood.
I'm going to take... I'm going to take Westwood.
Yeah, that's who I was debating. Then I'll take Donald.
Westwood. Okay, Donald. And then I got Rory.
I've got Donald and Keimer each winning one match before getting beat. I got Westwood winning three and then getting beat in the quarterfinals. And I got McElroy, of course, going all the way.
Okay. Actually, I've got Keimer getting knocked out early. So, I mean...
And so that means
so we got a lunch on this.
As you're checking things out there, that means you should, you know, Keimer probably be playing on Saturday.
Okay, let me fix this. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Here's what I got. Bobby Jones bracket, your top two are Luke Donald and Adam Scott, Dustin Johnson and KJ Choi. So those are
favorites.
Your four. I've got Molinari to beat Goosen in the finals of that Bobby Jones bracket. Molinari coming out.
I'm awfully chalky. I got Donald and Scott. Scott coming out.
We go to the Ben Hogan bracket. Martin Keimer's number one. Steve Stricker, who is a match play stud, is number two, although he gets Gnaw in the first round. As long as Gnaw doesn't hit it in a thicket of trees, he's going to be in great shape. The third seed is Graham McDowell, who I believe that could be of like all the top 16, the guy that's just not doing anything right now. And then Matt Kuchar is the number four seed. I've got Kuchar over Zach Johnson in that bracket.
I've got Bubba over Steve Stricker in that bracket.
I got Stricker losing to Johnson just because people aren't real high on Stricker this week that I've been listening to. And Bubba Watson, it was either him or Kuchar. I got Kuchar beat. I mean, you got Fowler there, you got Kuchar, you got Bird, you got Watson, you got Crane, and the number one. I mean, that could be the toughest little eight-man bracket of the whole tournament.
Well, see, I've got Fowler defeating Keimer, which is fine. But David Toms is who he has to beat the first round. So,
well, I feel confident either one of those guys could beat Keimer, although Toms just doesn't hit it very far. Then we go to the other side, the Gary Player bracket. Rory McIlroy is number one. Number two is Jason Day. Number three is Charles Schwartzel, your Masters champion. And number four is Sergio Garcias. I love that Schwartzel-Woodland matchup, but at last check, Schwartzel was doing pretty good there. I had taken Woodland, but I've got McIlroy over Simon Dyson in that final. McIlroy winning the Gary Player bracket.
I took Dyson because I just thought it was a vacuum, and that's the only reason. I've never heard of Simon Dyson. So I appreciate your confidence in that young man. Just never heard of him. I've got Schwartzel defeating Sergio.
That would be interesting. Okay, we go to the Sam Snead bracket. Lee Westwood is the number one seed. The number two seed is Webb Simpson, who's red hot. A lot of people like him. Bill Haas is number three, and number four is Nick Watney. And here's the deal. I got to tell you about this. I picked Nick Watney's playing Darren Clark, who I am sure he will smoke because Clark, you know, Clark like Jimenez, it's too bad because they've got two bad draws. But if Clark and Woods win their first round match, they play against each other. And that would be solid television, Clark and Woods, friends, and I would love to see that. But in that bracket, I've got Westwood over Alvaro Quiroz, or Quiroz over Westwood in the finals. Quiroz going to the final four.
I'm going to take the hot hand and Bill Haas, who got on a run last week.
I got him getting bounced first round because he is hot and he won last week.
And Paul Lowry.
Ishikawa.
He plays
Yo. Yeah, Paul Lowry. Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it could come down to him or Justin Rose. Obviously, it's going to be the winner of that. But you got Ishikawa. You're right. The first round. I've got Tiger facing off with Bill Haas, and Haas advancing to the finals.
I think if Haas gets past Yo, he wins the bracket. I really think he does. I mean, he might end up taking on Quiroz. Quiroz is a long shot for me. I think that would be the way different. Haas steady goes the man, and Quiroz bombing it off the tee. I mean, you got a lot of guys that aren't bombers that have to play like a Johnson, like a Kuchar, like a Goosen, like an Ogilvy, that can chip and putt and do well. In the semifinals, I have got Matt Kuchar defeating Francisco Molinari, and I've got Rory McIlroy over Quiroz, and in the final, I got McIlroy over Kuchar.
Okay, I've got Schwartzel and Haas winning that, and I've got Scott against Bubba Watson with Scott winning that. and then I will take Adam Scott to win the championship.
Oh, there you go.
But do you have to automatically, all these guys are making a lot of money. Do you have to win a match in this to get money? Any idea how this pay structure of this works?
Yeah, you get so much for each round that you advance on.
Do you not get anything to get bounced?
No, I think they all get something.
Yeah,
they all get something. That is such a hard-ass bracket to read, but you're telling me that Woodland's three down through the front nine to Schwartzel?
Yeah, and then also Haas is two up on his guy.
That's great. That's just peachy. That's just awesome. That's great. The NFL Combine begins today. How much of the NFL Network did you watch this morning?
You know what? I didn't even turn it on, Douglas. I actually kind of forgot about the Combine. I've been hearing too much NBA basketball talk to even realize the Combine is going on.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Hey, don't forget tonight, Nebraska basketball. The men look for two wins in a row as they take on Purdue. 5:30 on the Big Ten Network and the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And the Hastings women play tonight. 17th-ranked Hastings at 11th-ranked Briarcliff, 6 o'clock on 12:30 AM KHAS. I am very concerned right now with these Creighton Blue Jays, who I still want to root for. Evansville had them beat last night, and somehow Creighton gets a almost miraculous tip in from the big fella to send it to overtime and then win 93-92 in overtime. I mean, Evansville isn't going anywhere, maybe not even the NIT.
No, they're 14-14, 8-9 in conference.
Yeah.
I mean, this should have been a 30 point. I mean, if you're a
in Omaha,
if you're a Sweet 16
after
team,
they beat you,
you take care of business.
They played one good game in the last six, and that's against Southern Illinois, where they shot 77% or something crazy like that. They should have lost to Long Beach. They should have lost this game. That would have been a 5-game out of 6 losing mark for Creighton. Are they losing their luster, or are they going to right the ship? Because they got one game left, the Mo Valley tournament. Then if they get in, you set out for something insane like 9 days before they play again.
You know, how can they, you got to get it going. If there's this a team that doesn't have to win the Mo Valley, obviously, to get in the tournament.
No, and let me ask you this. Okay, we'll finish first.
Well, I was just thinking, when crunch time comes down, we're not playing well. I mean, how many, do you shove all your chips in the middle and lay it all out on the line, or do you, yes, you're trying to win the Missouri Valley, but when you're down by 10 or down by 8 late in the game, you say,
yeah, no, you go because you got a 9-day layoff. Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying, when you're not playing well anyway.
Is the Missouri Valley Conference, we had this argument, I think, the last 2 or 3 years. Not argument, but I brought it up. The Missouri Valley Conference is one of the top mid-major conferences in the nation, if not the top.
I was going to say the top.
You think? Well, the Big West with Gonzaga, and then you got St. Mary's and some of those teams out there. Why do I have to watch Oakland of Michigan against Illinois Chicago South play the Friday before the Selection Sunday? And this thing is over like it used to be on Monday. Hell, I think it's now on Saturday. I mean, I think they're final. And you might check that out for us, Jeff, the Mo Valley Conference. It starts on March the 1st. And I think it's done
Saturday, on
March the 3rd or 4th, probably the 4th if it starts on the 1st. And the first round of the tournament isn't until March the 15th.
16th, right? Or 15th. 15th, okay.
March the 15th.
14 days.
They play all these other crap conferences just so it's on TV. Why wouldn't the Mo Valley be right in the middle? I mean, I understand you don't want them on the weekends with all the BCS conferences finishing up, but their final should be on that Thursday before the tournament, March 8th. No, earlier.
All you're saying is exposure for your conference. You want more exposure anyway as a mid-major. Why not?
Well, I'd at least sit down with ESPN, who tells you what you're going to do, and say, why do we have to finish on March 4th?
When Tennessee and Chattanooga A&M's playing.
And the SWAC is finishing on the 9th. The team that's going to be playing in the play-in game out of that conference every year that they've had the play-in game, that winner is in that play-in game. How are they not one of the first ones to be done? That seems like a gigantic
slap in the face to the Missouri Valley Conference.
I think you're dead on. Dead on. And but I'm sure they've addressed that. But they're really the only one that finishes up, so maybe they figure they're getting that exposure early, too.
No, I don't agree with that in the least bit, because you get a doubleheader of crap like four straight nights. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, then you get You get into those quarterfinal rounds or the round of 37 in the Big East to get things started. I don't understand that.
But they're done, is what I'm saying, before championship week even starts.
Well, they're the start of it.
Right. But, I mean, that's the only one that starts that way, isn't it?
No, I mean, there's two or three. But
they're not, I mean, no other conferences.
You think it's a good thing?
No other conference. I mean, it's like Arkansas, Little Rock, A&M. I mean, those are the conferences playing. The SWAC, things that are early.
But nationally, nobody is watching. Only the championship game is on nationally. So what night does it matter if it's on Sunday or the Thursday before the tournament when people are getting geared up?
Fair.
High school basketball continues. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island girls, all their seasons ended last night in the opening round of districts. We talked about the boys. We had some overtimes last night. Kearney Catholic beating Adams Central. St. Cecilia gave Minden all they wanted before falling. First time in 6 years that they've stayed home. What a run by the Hawks. Kearney Catholic and Minden will play tomorrow on the breeze. You saw your Bertrand Vikings pick up a win yesterday. They're trying to get back to state for the first time since 96. They got to go through Loomis, and then they got to go through the winner of that's got to play the winner of Giltner and Heartland Lutheran. Congratulations to Matt Drew and Lloyd Wagnitz, who we both had on the show, the head coaches of those two schools. Career wins number 100 for each last night.
Good job, guys.
Now they face off against each other tomorrow.
So one will go 101, the other one will go home.
Loomis Bertrand will be on Classic Hits. Amherst and Kennesaw will be right here on ESPN Radio tomorrow night. Then the girls' district finals coming up on Friday.
Pretty, at the end of the Bertrand Pleasanton game, props to Calvin Hunoff. It was an inside presence. They kept finding him. He had about 8 points, I think 8 points in a row. I might be off on that because he missed a bunny, and then they got called for a foul in the checkout because they just couldn't handle him in there.
He hit the ground hard twice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Calvin got off to maybe a little bit of a slow start. It looked like he was one of those electric pivots.
Yes.
And then he said, "This ain't working. I want to switch it over." And then he just turned it on in the second half.
Continually moved the whole second half. Never stopped. Just like your TNL pivot. See the difference. Experience the difference. TNL irrigation. Get online. Call your local TNL dealer. You can find them online. They've been lasting for decades of dependability for you on your farm. Proven technology that works. They can make them as simple. They can make them as complex. The GPS systems run them from your phone. They've got all that. TNL Irrigation, the choice is simple. 55 years they've been doing it, and they're not slowing down now. They're all over the world, and there's a reason, folks, because they work well for you and your field. Check them out. Experience the TNL difference. Call your local TNL dealer today or TL Irrigation Company. Find them online.
When we come back, Brady Bonsall, Loper track coach, and our Loper link, giving you the very latest from UNK right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It doesn't matter if you've never blocked a shot in your life or couldn't hit a tray if they moved the three-point line an inch from the basket. You can still help your favorite basketball coach win. Doug Gottlieb here, urging you to vote in the 2012 Infinity Coaches Charity Challenge. Infinity, an official corporate partner of the NCAA, is giving $100,000 to the coaches charity with the most votes. Find out more about the charities that inspire your favorite coaches, then vote on ESPN.com/Infinity. NCAA basketball and Infinity. Inspiration is contagious.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll see partly sunny skies. West winds will increase to 15 to 25 with our highs in the upper 50s. Tonight a slight chance of an isolated shower, partly to mostly cloudy with breezy northwest winds, lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy's show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King says, come on in and try one of the new BK toppers with the Chef's Choice Burger. They've got three toppers to choose from and one to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King, Cozad, Lexington, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Tri-City Storm had their three-game winning streak snap. Seems like when they're winning, they're losing ground. Now they fall to seventh in the Western Conference. Well, they're on a run here, but now everybody's decided that they should start winning some hockey games. So they will be home against Sioux Falls Friday and Lincoln Saturday again. 6:45 pregames here on ESPN Radio, 7:05 the faceoff. And yesterday afternoon, Kenny Brooks, who had a hat trick over the weekend, named the USHL Offensive Player of the Week. J.D. Peterson, the co-defensive player of the week for the Tri-City Storm.
If you're following the NFL Combine, good job today. Good article about Alfonso Denard in the Omaha World Herald. They've got him listed. Marcel Jones arrives today. He's on the field Saturday. Jared Crick arrives Friday on the field. Workouts are Monday for him. Levante David arrives Friday on the field. Workouts for him Monday also. And then our cornerback that looks to be slipping right now, hopefully gets a little bit of that momentum back. Denard arrives Saturday. He's on the field Tuesday.
There is a lot going on with the combine. Whatever. We'll see what happens.
I hear the story about Deion Sanders showing up, flying in, getting a limo to there, jumping out of the limo, going and stretching out, running a 4.29, 40-yard dash. Just kept on running right out of the building, got back in his car, got on his plane, and flew out. Never did an interview. That's the only deal he did. 4.29, 40, Deion.
Time for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. As always, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Need that new washer or dryer? Get in there. GarrettTire.net is the place to also visit them online. Brady Bonzel is with us as we start to get to that point of the year where the indoor track and field season will be winding down, and then we'll be getting to the outdoor season. It's conference time, then we'll be getting on nationals. And Brady, thanks for coming back in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What I want to ask you, because we were looking at this before we went on in air, we now get, and I don't remember, it's been 2 or 3 years where we're getting track rankings. And right. The men have continually moved up. And in fact, this year, they're not just sneaking in at 25 or 24. You've been between 13 and 18, I think, most of the year.
Right.
Should I be paying attention to this?
A little bit yes and a little bit no. You know, they put those together as a reason to make a press release and have people interested in your sport. But it is the national rankings that they've done the last couple of years are really sort of a power ranking based on how well your athletes are at a national level. So I think they rank in every event 1 through 20, and they assign points from, I think, 20 points for a first all the way down to half a point for 20th or something along those lines. So it's not necessarily a projection of the national meet results, but it is an indication of your team's strength on a national level. And then when they do the regional rankings, it's the same thing. So it's just your ranking at the regional level. So theoretically, you could actually be high. You know, we could be ahead of, you know, as I look at the national rankings right now, Western States men are ranked ahead of us in the national rankings. We're actually ranked ahead of them in the regional rankings. And that might be an indication that they maybe have a few more big hitters at the national level, and we maybe have a more balanced team.
We're just coming off Wrestling Daddy.
Yeah.
Pender won 5 state titles, but was the runner-up.
Yeah.
Amherst had two state titles, but they had 9 medalists, and you pointed that out yesterday. That's what Brady's talking about. I can see that you're still swimming from your fishing
trip. Well, I'm trying to. I mean, if you're looking at rankings, I mean, they're projecting, and when you look at basketball rankings, they're projecting that Syracuse or whoever's number one this week is going to win the national title. That's not the case here.
Not necessarily, although I think at the top end, that is a pretty good indication. I mean, I think if you look at the men's side with Grand Canyon and Adams and Ashland, St. Augs, those are going to be some of the big hitters at the national meet. And on the women's side, same thing. I mean, when you look at that national ranking and the power points and you see Grand Valley way ahead of everybody else, it's because their women's track team is probably a lot better than everybody else.
Brady Bonds, I knew that's what you wanted to hear. You're one spot behind Grand Valley and the men. We would love to see you surpass that. Okay, my press release says this weekend when I came back from my 3 days at the CenturyLink Center that you guys were in Lincoln, and Brooke Harris and Paul Paper at the top here, so let's start with them.
Yeah, Brooke, I couldn't be more proud of her. You know, she's a gal who ran the mile twice in high school, districts and state meet her senior year. She came up to me at the state meet after her 800 and asked me how to run a mile because she had kind of gotten thrown into it at the district meet. Actually went out and won the Class D title that year in the mile, in the second time she'd ever done it.
There's some girl that led it all year that hates her.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That girl runs for USD now. you know, but she had literally never run more than 2 miles at one time in her life coming into college. And so it's been a real process for her to get where she's at. Now she ran 4:56 in the mile the other day. Now the crazy part is she broke Michelle Dill's school record. Now Michelle was 7th at the national meet just 4 years ago when she did that. And right now Brooke won't get qualified with that 4:56. Probably going to take about a 4:53 or 4:54 to get in.
Is that possible to shave 3 seconds? I mean, is that?
Oh yeah, it definitely. I mean, now she set a big PR the other day. I mean, that was 6 seconds faster than she's ever run. But in a sense, it's something that she and I have known that she has been able to do for 2 years. Sometimes it just takes that long for it to actually happen.
And Pape goes out and breaks another school record.
Yeah, Paul's doing really well. Paul will be qualified with that. He's ranked 5th in the country right now, so he's pretty safe in terms of making the national meet. Like you said, broke our school record in that. He probably could have done it 2 weeks ago with the Husker invite. He actually kind of clipped somebody from behind, tripped up, and basically came to a complete stop in that race and ran a 1:52. So he came back this time around and ran a 1:51. And actually, the guy that beat him, Christian Smith, was on the Olympic team 4 years ago. Now, I don't know that Christian Smith is running as well now as he was then, but that was the only person that beat him the other day.
That's pretty impressive. I got to say, when you come to a complete stop and then get restarted again, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, he just, you know, he has ability to accelerate and maybe change gears within a race. If you ever watch an 800, people typically go out pretty fast, and even the people who look like they have another gear at the end, they're actually slowing down too, just not as much as everybody else is. And he does have an ability to change gears, and so he ended up using that day just to start running again.
Okay, we go to Shadron.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And it's interesting because if you get third, you get second, you get fifth, it doesn't matter if there's really good people up there. You can be fifth and send you on to nationals. You're looking for your best mark to get qualified for nationals, not necessarily to win the thing.
Right. Well, the focus, I tell you what, the focus as we head into the conference meet is about the team and is about beating people so we can get points so the team can do as well as we can. If we do that, we'll end up getting those really good marks. So, again, like you said, whether you get fifth or second or first in your event, to get qualified for nationals, yeah, it is about getting that mark. But, you know, I think time and time again, you see that students, they'll do things, they'll accomplish big things if it's not just for themselves, if it's for other people too. And so that's why you see such big marks at the conference meets, because the team is so important. And in the process, you get a lot of great individual performances.
UNK track coach Brady Bonzel with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in our Loper Link. Brady, does every kid that goes out for indoor go out for outdoor and vice versa?
Yeah, we're all one team. So whether you're if you're a distance runner on our team, you're on the cross country team and the indoor track and outdoor track. Basically, everybody that's
they drug test those kids, because I've never understood that. If you're gonna run that far and you actually sign up, I mean, there was a box I could check no.
Like,
I
said, okay, are you saying like performance enhancing testing, or just testing to see if they're whacked out?
Yeah, just see if they're whacked out.
Yeah.
I think I'll go run 17 miles today. I check no to that box. That's me.
Right. Well, sometimes you do what you wouldn't normally do to accomplish something you want to accomplish.
So what you've touched on that. So we build on RMAC, let the folks know from right now what we got left. What we're looking for, what you're looking for this weekend.
Yeah, we'll have the conference indoor meet this week. I think on both sides, as oftentimes is the case, Adams State is the favorite on both sides. And both our men and women are probably, if you just kind of scored ahead of time, somewhere in the second to fourth place range, which is great for our women. A year ago, we graduated 4 national qualifiers from the previous year, had some injuries, and were fifth, which is much lower than we've been in the past. And we feel like our women are back to where they were. So on paper, it looks like we're probably second in both. But in both, we could just as easily win it or be fourth. So I think it's tight enough that you can't just call it this early.
Are the RMAC schools treating you well? Last time through, I know this is the last chance to get RMAC trophies.
Yeah, we'll see when we go up there. We don't see them week in, week out, maybe like a basketball does or wrestling, where they have or football or whatever, where they have a conference schedule. Many of these schools, outside of Shadwin, we really haven't seen them the whole indoor season. So we'll see when we show up there.
Going to see them this week.
Yeah.
Going to show them something, Daddy.
Well, let's hope so. And obviously, we want to get kids qualified for nationals, which is where?
That'll be in Mankato, Minnesota this year.
Not quite like Boston.
No, it's not Boston or Albuquerque.
Anything like that. And Osborne, he's still running really fast?
Yeah, Alan Osborne's running great. He's ranked second in the country right now in the 60-meter hurdles. Won the Husker Invite a couple weeks ago. Got second at the meet in Lincoln the other night to a former All-American for UNL. So it's
how uncommon is it for a Division II kid to win an event at the Husker? I mean, it happens, but...
Yeah, it happens. I mean, it's always a big deal when something like that happens, but I think in track, you'll see that the top end of Division II, any of those athletes in any event, would be very competitive at the Division I level. I mean, you watch Monday Night Football, and you watch all these guys... say their name, and I'm from the Ohio State University, or they're from Nebraska. And then some guy will say some school, and you go, I've never even heard of that school. Well, the same is true in any sport, that there's that person who ended up at the Division II or Division III school who would be more than competitive in D1.
Well, Brady, we wish you the best of luck, and have a good time in lovely Shadron, America. Get out of there as quick as you can.
We're looking forward to it.
Because they're fast that way.
Yeah, there you go.
Brady Bonzel, UNK track coach, part of our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Russ Smith, CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. In the other sporting news for the Lopers, Ashton McCoy. We don't like him. He plays for Emporia State. He helped beat the Loper baseball team. They had a Missouri Western State this weekend. The softball team got off to a good start. Last weekend, they went 3-1 after losing a couple at Hayes. They go out to Regis to open conference play this weekend. The tennis team, they're in action.
They're good,
playing
too.
In Lincoln. Wrestling team is at the RMAC, which doubles as the regional championship. So this is to find out how many guys get to go to the NCAA tournament if this team can make a run towards another national title. Raphaël Stotts, the RMAC Wrestler of the Week. And the basketball teams wrap up the season at Shadron State. Regular season finale, it's it for the women. They won't make the tournament for the men. They are hoping to get a first-round home game. If they do, that would be on Tuesday night at the Health and Sports Center. But they need a win at Shadron State, which they should get, although Shadron is 12-9 in the conference somehow. Lopers are 13-8. Women played good down the stretch here, but, there was two or three there. Unfortunately, we had Coach Cheney on last week talking about this home stretch. They should have never lost to Shadron at home. They went through a rough stretch there where they lost a couple of games and that's actually the win that got Shadron going, got them into contention for getting into the conference tournament.
They just struggled all year, and it was because of a variety of things, especially injuries, though, number one.
State High School swimming and diving meet this weekend. It's wrestling, it's swimming, it's girls basketball, it's boys basketball. Next year, you can put in state wrestling dual tournament during this weekend. The diving competition gets underway tomorrow. Only a couple of kids from our listening area. And then the swimming competition, Friday prelims, Saturday finals. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Join the celebration. It's Subway Footlong Nation Appreciation. We're giving away a prize a minute, plus free footlongs for life. It's all to thank you for making Subway Footlongs famous. So grab a 30-ounce drink or Doritos Nacho Cheese Chips today for your game code and a chance to win big. Footlong Nation Appreciation. Victory never tasted so good. Subway, where winners eat.
No purchase or payment necessary. Ends 3/11/12. To enter and for official rules, see Subway.com. Open to eligible legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 13 years or older. Void where prohibited.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Did you know that at Jersey's they offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's always something going on every night? Like Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, it's happy day. That's happy hour all day long. And there's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11. And this Saturday, it's karaoke from 9:30 till close. That's this Saturday, Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Jersey's in the Vista Point Shopping Center in Kearney.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, it's boys' sub-district final action. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Minden takes on Kearney Catholic. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Loomis takes on Bertrand, both tipping off at 7. Then it's girls' district's final on Friday night. On Classic Hits 98.9, Centura takes on Blue Hill, while Giltner plays Litchfield on the Breeze 94.5. It's more high school hoops this week.
Today we'll see partly sunny skies. West winds will increase to 15 to 25, with our highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy northwest winds, lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, basketball fans. Don't forget, in the middle of all that is going on with the madness of hoops, Thursday, March 8th, the UNK Sports Administration Majors Club hosting a 3-on-3 half-court basketball tournament at 7 o'clock at the Kearney Family YMCA. So you're playing ball anyway. Why not find a way to get involved, get some competition? Thursday, March 8th, 7 o'clock at the Kearney Family YMCA. Registrations are due by February the 29th. They can be turned in at the Kearney Y or at UNK's Herpels office. What the hell does that mean?
It's actually Hyperls, which is Health, PE, Leisure Studies. I think that's it, right? Health, PE.
Well, God, I would hope so. That's longer than Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner, Pawnee City.
Brewing, Davenport, Shickley.
Good Lord. Birthday. Ryan Techmeyer, 41. Anyway, you got to get that done, folks. Just a $40 registration fee per team. Shake out the couch cushions.
Mention him again.
Ryan Techmeyer. Saw him play last year at State. Brewing, Davenport, Shickley. He scored 41 of their 49 last night in a 49-40 victory.
Thanks for helping, guys. Maybe one to show up. I don't know.
We're going to be talking some horse racing later on in the week because of the start of Fawner Park. Yesterday, the Nebraska Racing Commission unanimously voted not to reduce the 3-year suspension being served by trainer Dave Anderson, a member of the Hall of Fame. He was fined $4,000, suspended for 3 years in February of 2010 after two of his horses tested positive for banned substances at Horseman's Park in the summer of 2009. So there you go. And afterwards, Anderson said in this story in the Omaha World Herald, "I'll go to my grave professing my innocence. I've been a staunch supporter of Nebraska racing, and I miss it tremendously."
Yeah, it's too bad. Because
they did this via teleconference.
He's always...
So they didn't have to look anybody in the eye.
Right at the top. I mean, he's a top trainer always, or right at the top.
Folks, don't forget, ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club is there for you. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and win stuff. Okay. This concept, which you've heard a variety of places, all you got to do is click. You're going to the website, hopefully, anyway, from time to time. Now you get 500 points for just signing up at ESPNSuperstation.com. An extra 100 points when you sign up for the Mobile Rewards Club. You get 10 points every day just for logging in. Once you've logged in, you can take our daily fan polls and quizzes, like right now, where will Peyton Manning be at the start of next season? Colts, another team, are not playing at all. Once you've accumulated enough points, you can redeem them on great prizes like Hy-Vee Deli Pizza, PBR tickets, RFA tickets, Cunningham's Journal lunch specials. And I'm going to tell you the truth, folks. Since this is new, the number of points you need to get any of this stuff, it's way too low. So get your prizes before they figure out what they're doing. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also like us on Facebook. Anything
Sounds
else,
good.
Big fella?
I think we've done it. Got
it's
you
Ash
up to
Wednesday.
Them.
I got to give something up for Lent.
I got an idea.
I've already decided on it, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, if you give up pop every year, you're a goon. If you give up, like, sweets every year, yeah, change it up. Some people say you don't have to give something up. Do something, you know, volunteer, join an organization, help out, you know, be to the show on time, you know, don't be mean to your co-host, you know, quit making fun of him, quit taking all of his lunches, you know, things like that. So the problem is they might have to schedule a special mass just for me. What's going on, folks? 6:30 tonight at Cunningham. Sean Callahan, we hope to have you down there. Come on down. We're talking Husker football. See the latest on the recruits. Ask Sean all the questions you've got. Have a great evening meal. Enjoy your favorite Frosties. And maybe check out all the sporting activity that's going on at Cunningham's. We want to thank Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad for joining us today. Brady Bonzel, UNK track coach, tomorrow among our guests. Fonner Park announcer Steve Anderson.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska with ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Oh.